Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Morning Show. This is the morning show where you learn about everything you need to know about masculinity, dating, relationships, attraction, the stuff that men need to know to crush it in their dating game. Gentlemen, today we have to talk about energy. A lot of men are frustrated with their dating life and they feel like it just keeps getting worse. Even though they're learning dating techniques, maybe they're working on themselves, maybe they're getting a better body, getting more money, they still find that when they walk up to women, they have issues, women rejecting them, women not wanting to engage in conversation, women not wanting to give them their numbers. They just keep struggling with some of the same problems and they can't figure out the answer. Well, listen, gentlemen, it might be the case that you are dealing with an energy problem. See, women are very in tune to picking up on energy from men, especially men who are trying to hit on them. And it's possible that if you have a little bit of negative energy in your system, in your mind, you know, that's coming out in your behavior, you may not even realize it, but this might be causing a problem in your dating interactions. I used to deal with this problem all the time and I ended up fixing it. And I used these three energy shifts to help me be more attractive to women. And I'm going to share them with you today. Gentlemen, the very first energy shift that's very important for helping you to have a better relationship with women in general is confidence from a place of zero fear. Okay. Now, a lot of times men are not actually confident when they approach women, and rightfully so. It can be a very scary thing. No one wants to be rejected, right? You're putting yourself on the line when you approach a woman. But if you can find a way to believe, to have true confidence in yourself, to walk up to her, not basing your interactions on what she's going to think, but on how you feel about yourself. And then you can come at the interaction from a place of zero fear, just wanting to be friendly, just wanting to be confident, positive. This is such a powerful energy shift and women will sense this. The second one is curiosity from a place of abundance. Abundant men are curious about women. They're not necessarily goal-oriented to get sex or a date. They're curious about a woman and they're more interested in what she's interested in than they are in what she will do with them. And this is a very powerful, positive mindset shift, gentlemen. When I walk up to a woman, I'm not necessarily thinking, oh, I hope she'll give me her number because I'm in abundance. I can get all kinds of numbers. So I'm more interested in her. If she rejects me in a mean way, I think to myself, oh, this is interesting. She has a particular kind of distaste for me. Why is this? Maybe I'll even ask her about it, right? This is a very important energy shift because when we walk up to a woman, we talk to her out of abundance. She's going to sense that energy. This is going to let her know, hey, this guy in his curiosity about you, he's not being goal-oriented with you. That must mean he's popular with other women and that he has figured out how to interface with women in a good way. Maybe there's something here. This is truly an energy shift that women notice. And the very third is positivity from a place of peace. Gentlemen, if we're not at peace with ourselves, if we're not at peace with the women in our lives, if we're not at peace with the feminine as a whole, we're going to give off bad vibes, negative energy. We're going to seem a little angry. We're going to seem a little frustrated. We're going to seem a little angsty. Women pick up on this. Now, this isn't always a deal breaker. In fact, some women, because they've had a traumatic past, are drawn to men with these types of energies, but this is not the kind of relationship you want. These are not the kind of women you want to date. Rather, what you want to do, gentlemen, is you want to give off vibes of positivity. You want to give off vibes of peacefulness. You want to be at peace in your dating life, at peace with the feminine, at peace with yourself. And you want to give off that positivity to the women around you so that even if they're feeling a little negative, even if they're a little frustrated, that can bounce off of you and not have any effect. And gentlemen, if you embrace these three energy shifts, you will attract so many more women. And this is a major masculinity hack because the truth is that healthy evolutionary masculinity produces men who are confident, men who are curious about women, and men who are positive and coming to the dating marketplace from a place of abundance and peace. This is very, very important. And gentlemen, I just want to encourage you, if you're struggling with your dating life, you want to go from dating zero to dating hero, you don't really know how to make it work, I offer free 15-minute discovery calls to my audience to help men get on track with their dating lives. Sometimes we solve all of your dating problems in just 15 minutes. It's amazing. This happens more often than you would think. I also offer one-on-one coaching, and I have a complete dating and masculinity system course, which you can find links to all these things down in the description. Gentlemen, I want you to have an amazing dating life. It is worth it. Life is too short for a dating life that sucks. So use these three energy shifts to attract more women and to hack your masculinity to give off the energy that will attract women instead of repelling them. That is all I've got for today, gentlemen. I'll be back bright and early with another episode of Josh Segafus in the morning tomorrow morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. This is Josh Segafus signing off.